Good morning. Good Christmas morning to everybody. Merry ho-hos. Joining us this morning is Mr. Arkley.
Good morning, Brian. Merry Christmas.
Yes. We all hope it is for everybody.
Absolutely. Blessed and Merry Christmas, and I hope everyone finds joy in their life.
And doesn't have to go to Mass this morning because they went last night to Christmas.
I don't go to midnight Mass.
That explains why we won't see you then.
That's right.
Oh, that's okay. We'll be there, if anybody cares. Hey, our quote this morning comes from Proverbs 26:12. Do you see a man who's wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him. Yes, indeedy.
Yeah, that's called drinking your own Kool-Aid.
Yeah, put enough sugar in it, man.
Yeah.
So with the tax plan, I mean, that's certainly the big thing that's out there right now. The president is trumpeting it. Is it what?
It's a big deal.
People were hoping for?
They don't know yet because fundamentally it's been demagogued and distorted by the Democrats. But I have questioned people at our office, so I have a fairly broad sample. When they hear that their withholding's going to go down, that their standard deduction is going to be higher, and some of those things, they get pretty excited. So I think it's going to translate into real money and real enthusiasm.
Real votes?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Because above all, people vote their pocketbooks. And the economy is really good right now, regardless of what the Democrats say. It's a very, very strong economy.
Is this another one of those hiding behind the redwood curtain that's insulating the local economy from that? I talked to a number of small guys, and no fundamental change in the last year or so, other than what the state may be doing to us.
Yeah. Well, the local businesses I know that have some scale are pretty darn happy right now. And the small guys, I don't know. I haven't been out and around the way I normally am. And so I think people are pretty darn happy. Timber prices are high. Lumber prices.
Unless you're remodeling.
Yeah. Yeah, in which case you're getting crushed.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't get a contractor because Santa Rosa sucked them all up. And
rightly so. I mean, that's a full employment plan for those folks for years.
Won't take as long as you think, Brian.
Three, 4 years?
No. Max of two. We had 10 times the number of, not 10, that's an exaggeration. Five times, no. Well, this is 2,500 homes, right?
Right.
In Louisiana, we had a total of 150,000 homes flooded. And flooding doesn't take a lot less labor to fix than does building a new home in the odd statistics.
Everything except for the outside infrastructure, walls,
yeah,
so to speak, or the studs in the walls.
But they have to be treated. And so
rip them open and then spray them kind of thing?
Yeah. And so 70% of the houses damaged about a year and a half ago have been fixed.
So about a two and a half years.
Is it. Max. And that was with a far larger number.
Now, do they need permits? Like California requires?
It's an expedited process.
Okay, so their accommodations are made.
Same as Houston. They're expediting it, and poor old Puerto Rico, oh, they still don't have power.
You know, isn't that staggering? Yeah, I realize they're not a state. It's a different status, but boy, you know, you'd think that there would be more resources put towards it.
Well, what people don't realize is there is declining population, which is the devil spawn of an economy, and there is a failed banking system. So the availability of credit is really poor. So this is just going to create a giant depopulation wave, another one that's been bad, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah, not that familiar with Puerto Rico, but is that something that could rebound and become spectacular?
Highly unlikely in my mind.
Culturally or the geographic and the physicalness of it?
Demographically. I just think people are leaving. So once you get in a spiral of downward population, prices continue downwards as long as people are leaving. And when you don't put the electricity in and you can't do some of these things, I mean, it really is a huge problem
there. But it is a paradise geographically.
Yes, it is a gorgeous
place. Which is seems to be, you know, if you're going to be investing and you want to do build, you know, I would think Hawaii would never go through that, even if there was cataclysmic, well, saving volcanic explosion. But you know, there's always going to be more demand to go to Hawaii because of the physicalness of it.
Well, they're also part of the United States.
And that's the difference you think is
I think
the
Puerto
lack
Rico
of statehood?
Being a territory doesn't have as much to offer. Now, keep in mind what 60% of the pharmaceutical companies that publicly traded are in Puerto Rico. That is what they do, is they produce drugs. And I don't know what the solution is there. I don't have any wisdom whatsoever.
I wonder if statehood would bail them out.
I would never be for statehood for them.
Because at this point it's a resource sucker?
Well, it's a resource sucker no matter what happens. I just don't like the way they vote. And so the thought of giving the thought of giving them two senators horrifies me. It's no different than dividing California into three states. And my answer would be, forget it.
Oh, and, I thought we were verging on something there. No. But things like that are consideration, certainly as they are looking at making California or the possibility of either state of Jefferson or, I mean, can you imagine if Northern California had two senators? How cool that would be. We'd actually have representation.
Well, yeah, I mean, just judging by Huffman, that's who we elect. I'd rather stick with two who've never been here. And so, I mean, he's an embarrassment.
Oh, jingle bells. We'll continue when we come back.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this Christmas with Rob Arkley. Rob, if you could play Santa.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes I think I do.
Yeah, fine. I'm just one of your little elves.
No, I'm roly-poly.
Yeah.
With white beard.
What would you like to have Humboldt and Del Norte County get? In your bag of goodies?
A deep water port and a railroad.
To what end?
To bring in good union jobs, to show that a green port can be done and done right, and to create a base of economic prosperity for us.
Would it be that simple as just to have those two?
Listen, bringing those two in is not simple.
I understand, but it seems like... Short list, focused opportunity. Okay, deep water port. Done. Okay. Don't we need to have additional infrastructure in association with that?
I think our bigger problem would be housing. I think unequivocally, if we had a port, we would have more chunky businesses located here than you can imagine. And we wouldn't have the housing, and we don't have the market, but they would, believe me, the workers would come.
So if it's something as I'm simplifying, but if something as basic as dredging out the port into the channels that have already been allowed and maintaining them, it seems like it's a pretty straightforward
concept. It's not without a rail. If we had the rail,
the two are connected then.
I think inextricably.
So it's not trucking.
No,
I don't. $299.
Truck centric is hard.
Just because the economies aren't there. When you put in the front load cost of a rail line, though,
that's
that kind of drives up that front end cost a little bit.
Depends on the term of the bond, and depends on the cost of the rail. I mean, the comments, there are various projects being circulated, and, you know, the cost could go anywhere between, you know, $500 million and $10 billion. Heck, I don't know.
Is it feasible at both ends of that?
I don't know if it's feasible at $10 billion. That seems like an awful lot of money to me.
Would seem like it. Now, Trinity County said no. No, depending on who you talk to, there was a little coercion.
No, that was old Larry Glass.
But is there a pathway that's still viable?
Of course. And Trinity County would roll over once it got going.
So if it's that apparent, why isn't it getting traction?
Because it takes an enormous amount of effort and money to really get started. You probably have to seed it with $1 million just to get the feasibility studies and to get the true numbers done and to market it at the scale and places that it needs to be marketed. Because really, no one's going to commit until you get an anchor tenant or business shipping company or two, both domestic and international, that want it.
So the two have to work in concert.
I think so, yeah.
The new fella that just got, is moving from the city of Arcata to the Harbor District as the general manager. Is he somebody who
I don't even know. You know, I'm sad to say, and I should know, I have no idea who it is, and I have no idea what his background is. That tells you how in the weeds I've been on other things.
That's a different topic entirely.
Excuse the pun. All right.
Yeah. No. Is legalization,
not that weed.
Is legalization going to be a plus or a minus for Humboldt County of recreational use and manufacturing?
I think we don't have as many natural advantages as we would like to think we do. I think these guys are going from bootleggers into businesses. They're ancillary businesses like a Fox Farm who've become a national soil business. But as far as straight pot right down the middle, I think they're bootleggers, and there's going to be a snap, crackle, and pop, and it's going to get legalized in Chico or the Central Valley and those counties, and then all of a sudden it's over.
So you don't see anything intrinsically valued of plants that are grown in Humboldt County versus another county?
I am not a pot guy, and so I don't understand anything about pot and, you know, what makes it good. I've always understood it's a THC kind of thing, and they go for content, and I bet you can grow THC in a skyscraper, THC-intense plants in a skyscraper in New York as well as you could do it here, but I don't know.
I've always been curious, anybody who's in the ag of that magnitude, not grasses and wheats and things like that, why hydroponics isn't the base reference? It would seem to be so much more efficient. Now, the upfront cost might be more expensive, but if you're just dropping in a little fertilizer instead of having to bring in tons of soil, it would seem to me that it would be easier to pick, to grow, to maintain, to control, all that kind of stuff.
I've never thought about it, but it does, you totally make sense. That I don't think it's being done in the most efficient method. That would be in,
well, and you know, if you're in the hills and you're, you know, hiding from people, efficiencies probably aren't going to be as critical for you.
And see, what I don't know is how many true acres, if we took all the production in Humboldt County, how many acres would pot cover?
I know the sheriff feels that there's about 20,000 grows this past year in the county. The magnitude or the footprint of those, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there are many one-acre grows. I think they're kind of like small backyards. But I don't know. It'd be interesting. I just don't think it's a huge land mass is my only point.
So you're not seeing an overwhelming financial benefit for the county?
Well, I think the invisible hand of Adam Smith has hit us, and the price has plummeted.
That it has. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, by Redick, and by Lolita Cheese Factory. Rob, the concept of the rail and the port together. And I know a lot of folks have tried to separate the two. You got those that are very ardent supporters of the port, that are very aggressively against the rail. You've got some that are really strong about the rail, and the port's just kind of an afterthought. Is this a possibility, or is this another chase that will build people's thoughts and hopes and aspirations and want to make to a hill of beans, and we're kind of in the same spot as we are today?
The person who's working on this hard and who has had actually a great pattern of success is Bill Bertain. He is the guy who took on Hurwitz before it was popular and prevailed. I would never bet against Bill Bertain. And he's very, A, persistent, and B, he's made wonderful contacts throughout the state. So,
But Bill's a train guy, right?
Well, a rail guy.
Well, okay.
Yeah. No, but everyone agrees there's not going to be a rail without a port. I mean, that's ham and eggs. They got to go together. And so...
So who's pushing for the port development the way that we're thinking about? Not the oyster guys in the warehouses, but actual large scale so that somebody internationally can come in and we can use this as that connection point.
I'm not aware of anybody who wants to go large on the port who doesn't say that you need to have, let me put this correctly, that doesn't say a rail is mandatory. I mean, there aren't.
But there is somebody out there pushing hard for the port element of that partnership.
Well, we own, I think we're the biggest owner on the port and have the best dock.
You're not going to be digging the dredge. That's the Harbor Commission, isn't it?
Well, no, we're not going to be doing that. But I just don't see a major opportunity without that, without the rail for the port. Now, do I like owning our land, and do I think it's a great long-term asset? I do. Is it one that we're totally behind? I'm watching to see other people make progress before we're stretched. I will.
Other landowners or just the project?
Well, the project is going to be fueled by Bill Bertain. Without Bill Bertain, I think the project probably doesn't go forward particularly well. And so.
Now, Bill's not a spring chicken.
Yeah, but he's a passionate one, and
right. He's
in good shape.
You're not a passionate chicken, Bill. Okay.
Yeah. No, but I think there's a as soon as progress is demonstrably made, they're the people, the businesses. Dave Schneider owns across the bay. The Harbor District actually owns some land over there. We own some land over there. Once there's a path to something viable, expertise will be brought to bear to get something done. Right now,
just starting to move the ball now.
Right now, it's very hard to get started with, you know, for us. We've got a.
So, what's the big impediment then?
I think the big impediment is somebody dedicated with the sophistication to get both the users and get the import and export piece worked. Because if you can get enough of that, then the rail will, then you can start pricing the rail, because it's the same as building a mall. If you have the anchors in place, the anchors build the mall.
Rob comes to Brian, says, I got this great idea. I got this great port, Will you be there in 5 years? Will you be there in 10 years? Does Brian then say, yeah, okay, I'll commit for 10 years down the road that if X, Y, and Z are met, I'll be there? Is that how the game gets played?
Yes, and it has to be a little more firm than that.
Well, I'm sure there's contracts and
yeah, but that kind of stuff. You're specific. You are spot on in the approach. The ports are pretty full right now, and no one quite knows how the Panama Canal is going to the widened handy dandy Panama Canal is going to impact the overall port business on the West Coast. So it may be that it takes so much pressure off the West Coast that all of a sudden no rail would be needed.
It knocks that model out entirely.
It might. Okay. I don't know that either way. And so it's being reviewed by smarter people than I and wiser people than I. And right now the ports are stuffed. But whether that continues,
if that pulls 20% away,
yeah,
now there's room for the existing.
Yeah, and people want to own their own port. I mean, people want to have a sole source port. I'm telling you, they want.
Is Humboldt a better port than some of the others?
Yeah, we're closer by a day and a half.
And that's enough to be the swaying decision.
I don't know. I think it's dependent on the contracts. I mean, you. I was.
So there may be some long-term contracts with the other ports, with certain shippers.
I think the other ports kind of have their way right now. So Humboldt doesn't have the barriers that they're there, and it's that simple. I was hoping that we could get ourselves under the Oakland Port Authority, and they could. They have access to money and business plans and all the other things, and I wanted a synergy there, and no one agreed with me. I mean, we don't have to create the wheel. Let someone who's in the trader business do it.
KINS, News and Information Times, 842. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. Merry Christmas, everybody. Final couple minutes with Rob this morning. As you look at the new year, it's an election year. It's an election year locally. It's election year nationally, statewide. Are there any bubbles that are starting to come to the surface? Anything that we should be paying attention to? The tax stuff, great first step. But are you seeing other areas where there's percolation going on?
I think the economy across the board is very strong. And the Democrats, in my mind, were just opposed to giving money back. And as a campaign, I don't care what the polls show, it is not going to be that hard to defend the Republican track record and to savage the Democrats. When you have unanimity against something, not one crossed the line, they wouldn't cross the line to do is give money to middle class people, because that's fundamentally what they did. No, you don't get to keep more of your money.
Alabama, just a goofball.
He is a goofball, and he's a miserable human being. and it's all about
him. It's a tough 1-2 punch.
Yeah, he's just a really awful person. He doesn't believe in the law, which is obviously my big bone. He would have caused more problem for the Republicans by far if he had won. And we'd rather have the Democrat who's already, he's being savaged already, and he likes his job and wants to keep his job.
Yeah, yeah. That's, so you don't see, that was just an event. That wasn't anything more or anything less.
It was a black swan event.
Mario, doing his little thing with the tax, was that a surprise for you?
No, he was just negotiating. Everyone, I think the Republican...
But in public? Doesn't that normally go on behind the scenes?
No, I think he wants to be taken seriously. He doesn't like Trump under any reasonable measure. No, they were all grandstanding. It was, they knew they had to do this.
Don't these guys operate under the concept of the greater good? I may not like you, but you know, if you're doing the job, I'm going to get out of your way and I'm going to applaud the results.
Well, that's because
you're
a rational
mentality?
Human being. I don't know why people go into politics. I don't get it. Obviously, the rationale doesn't make sense. I mean, I think the one thing we shouldn't do is like Byrd, you go through West Virginia and everything's named after Byrd. And I don't think we should allow anything to be named after a politician. I think that's outrageous.
Presidents?
Sure. Sure, but not a local representative who saw to it that public money got used and then names it after himself. Forget it.
Well, yeah, okay, naming it after yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking Don Clausen, but others named it after him.
Yeah, no, he was gone by then. That's fine.
Yeah, okay. And so in memoriam is okay.
In memoriam is wonderful. But while you're in elected office and you name it after yourself, forget it.
Yeah, that's
hubris to an astonishing degree.
Yeah, that's kind of like against Christmas.
Yes, it is, and Merry Christmas to you.
Turkey, ham, roast beast.
Ham and goose. My son-in-law is smoking a goose, and it will be wonderful.
I'll stick with the more traditional birds, thank you. See everybody tomorrow. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.